Concerns surrounding the COVID-19 pandemic will prevent some Bradley University athletes from playing their sports this fall.
Nobody here questions the decision, but it's tough for them, you know, because they want to compete. It's what they train for, and they've been competing all their lives, many of them.
That's Bradley's Vice President for Intercollegiate Athletics, Chris Reynolds. I'm Daniel Musisi, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio.
Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are willing to support it financially. Contribute at WCBU.org.
Today is Monday, August 24th, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. On July 30th, Big Picture Initiative received a charitable donation from the Gilmore Foundation, which provided an avenue to launch a new online magazine written by students called Giving Voice. WCBU student reporter Olivia Streeter has more.
After a large charitable donation from the Gilmore Foundation, Big Picture Initiative announced its launch of a new online magazine written by students entitled Giving Voice. The first issue will be published in the early fall of 2020. Giving Voice students will write articles and create videos on a variety of topics and issues affecting today's young people. Issues such as racial injustice, environmental protection, adapting to a virtual world, living through COVID-19, and many more. Secretary Treasurer of Big Picture Initiative Eileen Lunig talks about the importance of giving students a platform to express what is important to them.
Well, Giving Voice was conceptualized in a Big Picture team meeting, so we decided that hearing from people who don't always get a voice in a public platform was a direction we wanted to go.
The students will work with a professional writer and mentor to hone their writing skills, and they will be paid for published articles. President of Big Picture Initiative Doug Lonig talks about why students are the main focus of the Giving Voice program.
We are pretty certain that students are the future, and with the idea that you give a student something significant and important that lets him make his own decisions and find his own path, so to speak, they will do it.
The Loinigs feel that the community is in need of a program like this to help establish the need for community involvement and acceptance.
This is to generate understanding and to foster a feeling of that we are together. We are a community, and we feel like a community.
Big Picture Initiative is inviting student writers to submit a 300 to 500-word article on a topic of their interest. I'm Olivia Streeter.
Here are some of the stories on deck in the WCBU newsroom. Tri-County health officials reported 70 new confirmed COVID-19 cases Friday, bringing the region's case count since the start of the pandemic to 3,203 heading into the weekend. Over 7 days, the area added 570 new cases. Bradley University President Steven Standifer says tuition and fees will not be reduced for students taking some or all of their classes online. And today is the first day of the new year for Peoria Public Schools, with remote learning in place for the first semester. The district ordered about 1,000 additional computer devices so all students would have one. Find more on these stories and others at WCBU.org. You're listening to WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. Just over a week ago, the Missouri Valley Conference announced its decision to postpone fall sports over concerns surrounding the COVID-19 pandemic. Bradley University Vice President of Intercollegiate Athletics, Chris Reynolds, tells WCBU's Joe Deacon he understands sports must take a back seat in the interest of health and safety, but...
At the same time, I'm completely heartbroken for our student-athletes, particularly those in fall sports and particularly those who are seniors. Young people, they put so much into it and they work so hard, and they train on their own, and they want to be the best at what they can do competitively, and they certainly do a great job in the classroom here at Bradley, but they take a lot of pride in being able to compete, and so the news of not being able to compete was devastating for our student-athletes, and I share in their heartbreak as well.
So what will the programs be allowed to do in the fall, and has any decision been made about possibility of non-conference competition?
There are a number of schools in our conference that may decide to play a fall sports competition. But for us here in Illinois, particularly Bradley, we just feel that we're going to err on the side of safety, and we're not going to compete in any sports, even in a non-conference, for any of our fall sports. And we'll allow them to practice, but we'll do that smartly as well.
So how does moving the fall sports to potentially the spring impact the athletic department from a financial standpoint?
What we're all experiencing right now is such uncharted territory, right? I mean, we've never experienced this in our lifetimes. From a financial perspective, we allocate dollars, you know, for them to be able to compete during the fall. And so if there is spring championships, then we would certainly utilize those funds for them to be able to compete in the spring. We want to do everything we can to give our student athletes the experience that we promised them when they came to Bradley. And so we'll certainly work within our budgetary restrictions. But generally speaking, particularly in our conference, men's basketball is our major revenue driver. And so we certainly don't want to penalize, let's say, a sport like cross country. They signed up to be able to compete and go to school here. And so if we can provide that opportunity within our fiscal means, we want to do that. But we certainly will be fundraising as we typically do.
Do you have any concerns or contingencies in place for the basketball season? And what might those concerns or contingencies be?
We heard from Dan Gavitt publicly with the NCAA. He stated that there'll be a decision sometime mid-September approximately as to relates to what the start time and date will be for men's basketball, women's basketball. So we'll just have to wait and see.
What logistical challenges would arise from moving all of the fall sports to the spring?
We'll see. We've never seen it before. I'm not sure logistically how that gets done. I mean, there's only so many weeks in a month, and you only have so many months to work with. But unfortunately, right now, we just don't have many answers. And we have to be okay with that for now.
That was Joe Deacon's conversation with Bradley's Chris Reynolds. For more of the discussion, visit WCBU.org. Thanks for choosing WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. I'm Daniel Musisi. Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are willing to support it financially. Contribute at WCBU.org.